This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. City living is back in vogue. From millennials to retirees, many are looking to move to cities to get to work and to better enjoy city amenities without having a long commute. But for those already there, new, potentially taller buildings or losing open space can be bones of contention. In this installment of WEMU's The Green Room, Barbara Lucas looks at two parcels in Ann Arbor where new developments are proposed, and those disparate points of view are highlighted.
Back in the 1960s and 70s, it seemed to be generally accepted that urban density was a stressor on humans and the earth. The countryside beckoned, or at least the wide open spaces of the suburbs. For decades, there was a steady population flow out of many of our urban areas. As suburbs grew, commute times lengthened, houses got bigger, and the use of fossil fuels escalated. I'm looking through a chain-link fence at an empty 6.5-acre lot in Ann Arbor's Lower Town. It's a half mile from University of Michigan Hospital. There used to be numerous businesses here that served the surrounding neighborhood, including a big Kroger grocery store. But when the customers left, so did the businesses. Now, the tides are turning again, and Lower Town's walkable location is being eyed as a prime spot for new housing.
Look at the various properties down Broadway in both directions.
I'm at a public meeting held by Morningside Development. The company recently purchased Lower Town's former Kroger lot. Company officials show off a design that, if approved, would house about 900 people in three separate buildings. Various questions and concerns from current neighbors included this comment about the height.
Seven stories in this neighborhood is way too high.
Some would rather see more new retail.
Is there any way we can get a decent grocery store there? There is nothing to attract people there. The traffic just goes by.
Morningside explains that a full-service grocery requires more customers. In other words, more density. Some worry about more cars further congesting the area.
We as residents are getting squeezed out from all sides by increased use of our infrastructure.
Morningside says its design will promote a less car-centric lifestyle. It calls for interior, secure bike parking for each resident. And with a la carte pricing, renters wouldn't have to pay for a car parking space if they chose instead to utilize the nearby car share, bus line, or bicycle trails.
We're really serious about this alternative modes of transportation. We think the site is tremendously bikeable.
Some are wondering if more housing might actually decrease congestion in the area. Patrick Comiskey is a medical student at the hospital.
I think a lot of the traffic that you see in that area, honestly, it's not from residents that live there. It's from people driving in and out of the hospital or work at the hospital, people living in Brighton and so forth that need to drive in and park at that lot on Maiden Lane.
He's referring to a big new parking structure the university built. The university's master plan has yet another parking structure planned in Lower Town, where workforce housing once stood. But some would like to see new housing infilled in core urban areas rather than pave over the green fields outside of town.
Building in brownfields, in places we've already built, it has extraordinary carbon impacts by keeping people close together.
That's Matt Grokoff, a sustainable building developer and consultant who has a plan for another parcel in Ann Arbor.
The success comes out of this adjacency, right? Being near your energy source, being near your food source, being near your work, being near your neighbors. That's what density gives you, is this ability to be near the things you do. When you have that, when you have these connected ecosystems, you have a much lower distribution cost.
He says through innovative designs, living closer together can bring multiple benefits on top of lowering carbon footprints, from affordability to social interaction and community resiliency, without feeling cooped up. He shows me an example.
Within a neighborhood that has these beautiful, cottage-style homes, you can create a larger home that's actually divided up into several apartments. So what Ross Chapin has done here has created these, what they called micro-housing, these smaller units, 350 to 450 square feet, having a shared common space within that home. So it's one home with four apartments, each operating independently with a shared chef's kitchen, a large dining room, a large living room, sitting area, your flat screen TV, and bathroom and laundry room.
In this design, instead of large isolated homes and yards, Grokoff says residents have some private space and lots of shared space, friendly wraparound front porches, shared tools and storage, pathways, play areas, and community gardens. Through the efficient use of space, he says we can respect our need for green open areas by weaving them right into the design of the new neighborhood.
We need more parks. We need more green space. There's no question. But we also cannot continue to push human development further and further outside of cities, taking up agricultural lands, taking up green space, green fields. We need to be preserving as much of those places as we can and building on places that we have already built on.
Speaking of, Grokoff and his partners have put together a proposal for a vacant lot along Platte Road in Ann Arbor. They call it Viridian at County Farm. It's one of six different proposals under consideration by the Washtenaw County Board of Commissioners. I head over to the parcel where the juvenile detention center was torn down a few years ago. I pass some yard signs urging save the land. Apparently, some of the neighbors like the new open space.
Hello.
Hi, Barbara.
It could be expanded for some small sports play areas.
Daniel Heimbaugh lives nearby. He wants the 13 acres to be added to the 127 acres of County Farm Park next door.
It's not just what I think. I've talked to over 100 people.
He says of those 100 folks he approached in County Farm Park, only four said they would like housing instead of parkland on the Platte Road site.
Like I did a calculation, and if the population grows like at 0.75% for the next 100 years, the population of Ann Arbor will about double.
All those people, Heimbaugh says, will need parks. But he also mentions that he did look at the six development proposals, and one in particular caught his eye.
The Viridian was, they were going to be solar powered, and it was very interesting. I'm an environmentalist, and I believe global warming is probably true.
So why don't you support that proposal?
I do, but not here. Out in the
Some people would say you already have a park here, though.
But I say expand it because the population in 100 years, and if you don't save the property now, once you build houses on this, it's gone forever. You'll never get it back.
Apparently, people can equally value sustainability, but have very different ideas of what that means and how best to achieve it. As city and county leaders and citizens continue to debate what to do with the open space we have left, the conversation will continue. Barbara Lucas, 89.1 WEMU News.
The Green Room is a presentation of the WEMU News Department. This environmental project is heard on the final Friday of each month. To access the Green Room archives, visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.